This is Ozarks at Large on 91.3 KUAF, your public radio station. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, Lee Wood, membership director at KUAF. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Last week, we had the on-air fundraiser, which culminated a month-long fundraising effort.
Absolutely. We counted all the gifts we received and all pledges we received in the month of September, counted them all up, and got pretty darn close to our overall goal. We wanted to raise $150,000 by Friday evening, last Friday evening, we ended up around $143,000. Okay. So came a little short. More than 1,000 gifts came in. So actually 1,085 gifts. Some people are so nice, they give twice. So we can't say that that was definitely 1,000 individuals, but it's close. And it shows you the number of people that it takes, you know, to give and their gifts adding to this total. So we are a little bit short. Of course, you can always give. Maybe you were out of town. It was a really busy week, especially the end of the week with Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue. If you missed it, if you weren't able to give, you can always give at supportkuaf.com. And hopefully, you know, the first 2 weeks of this month will make up a little bit of that gap.
Well, what I think someone listening to us talk will say is, well, what happens if you're $7,000 short of that goal?
We have to make it up. So we set these goals because, especially with the on-air fundraisers, and if you've been a long-time listener of KUAF, you might notice that the fundraising goals stay the same. And it's because we have so much revenue, monthly revenue, coming in from sustainers. We have an incredibly successful sustainer program, and that really does translate to a lot of reliable monthly money coming in. So overall, our membership revenue is up and has been steadily increasing in small amounts year over year. We're in good shape. We continue to do on-air fundraisers because that's the most direct way to communicate to our listeners and educate them on how the public radio model works for funding and to appeal to those listeners who have never given a gift. It is absolutely the best way to get new donors to the station. So we'll continue to do that and also to ask donors if they're new or if they've given before to consider becoming a sustainer. So we'll always have to do that. But, you know, if we're short a little bit on that fundraising goal, we'll have to think about ways throughout the year to supplement a little bit of our income.
Is it worth noting that the last on-air fundraiser that just completed last week was 5 days? And in the past, the on-air fundraisers have been as long as 10 days at times.
Yes, absolutely. We've definitely made an effort in the last several years to shorten the period of time that we are live on the air. It, you know, in essence, and sometimes interrupting ongoing programming, because we want to stick to our normal programming as much as we possibly can. We know that's why you're tuning in and listening. So we really have made an effort to fundraise Monday through Friday, 5 days. But as you can expect, we do a lot of promoting ahead of time. So we let you know it's coming up. That's why we do a fundraising month in the fall, to give you an opportunity to give all month long. But I do think it is important that we don't take up too much time. And people love a deadline. I mean, it is proven in fundraising that you need to give somebody a deadline and give them a sense of urgency to really push them to make that decision.
The line is longer when I go to the courthouse to pay property taxes in mid-October than, say, it is in late July.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. You still can support us at supportkuaf.com.
Always. And, we'll of course, have another fundraiser in December. And that one has a different kind of feel to it. But we do fundraise all year long. And so you can always support this public radio station online at supportkuaf.com.
Lee Wood is our membership director. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Kyle.